Welcome to another Spike Story. My name is René Carriol, and I want to try and answer the question today. How do our political leaders communicate better and more effectively with their wide-ranging audiences? And to kick this off, I want to go back a little. I want to take you back to one of America's great presidents, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He discovered that radio was the absolute right medium for him. It was relatively new. And in 1933, during the Great Depression in America, he initiated what he called his fireside chats. Now remember, Roosevelt was bound in a wheelchair. So therefore, radio worked brilliantly for him. He had a strong, indomitable, and powerful voice. He appeared in the lounges of most Americans, reassuring them that his rather audacious vision for America through the tough times was the right way forward. During the Second World War, he also continued with his fireside chats, and he dragged a reluctant nation through the war and onto victory. Consequently, he's the only American president to have had four terms in office. Let's move on to John F. Kennedy. Young, brash, bold, handsome, charismatic. He realized that perhaps TV was the way forward for him. He had the first ever televised press conferences without any delay or without being edited. It was magic. This was new. This was vibrant. This was sexy. He got the whole of America to rally behind him because he was different, because he was new, because he was brave. But they felt they knew him because they saw him live on their TV screens. He changed the way American elections have been run for ever since. Let's look at our third hero from history, Nelson Mandela. The man with a magical smile and the most inclusive and tolerant approach we have ever seen. Through his speeches, his connections with people, and every time he appeared in front of an audience, he left them feeling, no matter who they were, he was their president. There for them, no matter what race, no matter what religion, no matter what gender, no matter what age, Mandela was for you. Very special indeed. Because of Mandela, we have South Africa still together today because of his unique charm, his ability to engage. The three examples I've given you aren't just about great communication. They're more about an emotional engagement. That's understanding who your audience is and knowing how to touch them, knowing how to connect with them, knowing how to bring them onto your side because you've walked in their shoes. You care about them. You mention them. You hurt when they hurt. You laugh when they laugh. We've seen magnificent models recently of those who can do it, but as many of those who can't. Remember that teacher at school, your favorite teacher. That teacher that everyone turned up for. That teacher that no one let down. That teacher that everyone did their homework for. That's not because they were intellectually brilliant. It's because they emotionally connected, they cared. We know that not everyone remembers everything that you've said, but everyone remembers how you made them feel. So let's fast forward to today. We look at the debacle of Brexit here in London. It's polarized the nation. But the Brexiteers got something really right, despite all the opinion polls being really wrong. They knew there was a disaffected part of the nation that felt marginalised, that felt ignored by the established politicians. So they cleverly put up people who knew how to emotionally connect, who shared their pain, who walked in their shoes. It didn't seem to matter that they told half-truths and the numbers just didn't stack up. They connected. The majority of the electorate felt they knew what they were going through. Hence, they voted for Brexit. It's no longer about the person who's the most intellectually rigorous, but great communications is really great communications and an emotional engagement at that. It's those who care, those who can feel, those who can touch. And remember what Confucius said. The person who said it can't be done should not interrupt the person doing it. It's all about emotional engagement. Thank you.